Tomorrow sees Belfast celebrate Culture Night, and to coincide with this, a new piece of public art will be unveiled. Origin, as it will be known, will become the highest position sculpture in Belfast, overlooking the city from Cave Hill Country Park. At a cost of £100,000, it will be illuminated by a soft white glow, and the raindrop design will appear to float. It sounds quite nice. It will be visible from a number of different points throughout the city, and this is part of a seven large-scale project showcasing the city's cultural heritage with a total bill, wait for this, of £900,000. But is it worth it? Art can sometimes be really criticised because, as everything, it costs money, and people say, should it be directed elsewhere? But would it be a duller country if we did? Former MLA Basil McRae and businessman Frank Shivers join me now. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Basil, it sounds quite nice.
Yeah, sounds great.
Is it worth it?
It's worth every penny.
How do you know?
So, one of the big things that we have a problem with in Northern Ireland is maybe changing our minds. You know, we don't easily change our mind. And yet, if we don't change our mind, then life becomes boring, we become set in our ways, we become depressed, and some people even become ill. And the big question about life is, how do you change this? And that's where art comes in. Art makes you open your eyes, look around you, see what's happening. It makes you open to new ideas. It makes you feel better. It makes our society better. That's why I know it's better for us.
So, Frank Shivers, open your eyes and look at the raindrop design that will appear to float and have a soft white glow.
Oh, a floating raindrop on Carr's Glen sounds fantastic. But do you know what would open my eyes? If there was £900,000 pumped back into the NHS or for more nurses or 20 community carers in that local area, that's what would open my eyes. I do believe, yes, there's opportunity for art, but it shouldn't come out of the public purse. It could be sponsored, it could be done by the local community, it could be donated by artists. There's all sorts of ways of doing this without actually paying for it through public funds and taking lots of money away from good causes like education, the NHS.
You know. Let's look at the numbers, Frank. Let's look at how much money we actually spend on health. We spend £5 million on health in Northern Ireland. The £100,000 that we're talking about, you wouldn't even see it in the decimal points.
We're talking £900,000 just for this project.
If you want to take the overall, but even that. So if you want to turn around and you say, let's look at the scale of the numbers. You go, you say to yourself, how much money do we spend on mental health? We only spend about 10%. So you say 10% of £5 million, that's a lot of money.
Yes, but what some people, Basil, will say is, well, let's take £100,000 for this one raindrop, or let's look at the wider picture, £900,000. And some will say, how many operations could you pay for with that? How many doctors, how many nurses, how many schools could you pay for with just under £1 million, Basil?
Are you serious?
Just let Basil respond to that. Go ahead, Basil.
And the real issue of that, of course, is that prevention is better than cure. When you look around about how you tackle mental health in Northern Ireland, 1 in 5 people report mental health issues, and yet we spend very little on it.
Well, would you redirect this money there then?
You know, actually, what I want is people to live in a happy environment. I want them to get out. I want them to look around. I want them to feel that life is changing, that life is for the better. I want to encourage jobs. I want to encourage tourism. I want to make people feel it's a vibrant city. I want people to feel really good about themselves.
Frank, would you agree that there's a positive impact off art and things like this? There will be criticism. The Balls and the Falls was very heavily criticised, but there will be people that would love to look at this and will think that it's really dressing up the city and it's making it all look a little bit nicer for all of us.
Listen, I love arts as much as the next man, but what is Basil seriously telling us that somebody going and visiting the Cave Hill and looking at this piece of artwork is immediately going to feel better and their mental illness is going to go away? What a lot of rubbish.
Well, do you want to go and live in some sort of bland grey landscape with tar blocks, with no art, with no trees, with no parks, with no nothing? I mean, the whole thing about life is that you want to live in a life. I haven't just quite finished the point.
Just let him finish his point first for Frank.
I absolutely think it makes a difference. There is a clear corollary between people's health, between their mental well-being, between their attitudes to life and the environment in which they live.
Okay, Basil, thanks. Frank, go ahead.
Sorry, I actually grew up in Carr's Glen, Basil. You know what the beauty and the culture of Carr's Glen is? Is when you get up to the Napoleon's Nose and you look out over the loch and the natural beauty. We don't need to try and manufacture that and some synthetic sculpture. And let's be honest, at £100,000 just for this sculpture, how many people are actually going to see it at the, in the woods at the top of Carr's Glen?
Cave Hill. And just for the record, is that I grew up below Cave Hill myself. And the whole issue about art is about it shouldn't be something that you have to go to see. It should be something that you see around you.
Okay, I want to stop you there just for a second, if you can both stay there. I want to know what you think at home. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Is art something that we should be investing in? And in the grand scheme of things, £100,000 for this teardrop called Origin, is it really that much money? Are you happy for it to be spent there? 0-30-30-80-55-55 on the phones and 81771 on the text. Let's go to our reporter, Nicola Weir, who is in Cave Hill Country Park right now. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning, Vinny. And all I can say is that the tranquility of this place is in complete juxtaposition to what's going on there in studio at the moment. Yes, I'm at the sculpture in Cave Hill Country Park. Where it is it's right at the Horseshoe Bend at the top of the Crumlin Road in Belfast. And it's just, if you're heading up the hill, it's in on the right in a beautiful sort of field that you can more or less just see from the road as you're passing it. Now, it's an 11-metre high raindrop. And as you've probably said earlier on, it's cost about £100,000 in this joint venture between Belfast City Council and the Arts Council of Northern Ireland. Now, as a layperson, I've described where it is, but I'm now going to try and describe it as it's standing here. Now, what I can say to you is the 11-metre structure, most of it is taken up by a large metal pole, probably like... And I'm describing it probably very badly, but as a telegraph pole. And then in the top, it's like a raindrop, or what I can describe as like a tulip bulb. It's not lit up at the minute, Vinny, so it's very hard to sort of see what the structure will look like. But I'm told that when it is lit up tomorrow night, this sculpture, which is the highest piece of public art in Belfast, will be seen from Belfast City Centre now. I've described it very badly. I've probably got two very cross people beside me at the moment. The artists who were involved in making this sculpture, Tracy McVerry and Patricia Lavery. Now, you're two of the four artists that were involved in this, but I've described it very badly. Patricia, I hope you're still speaking to me, but can you tell Vinny and the rest of everybody who's listening what it actually does look like?
Sure. Good morning. Yes, we're delighted to present this raindrop made from stainless steel and a very unique glass formation in the centre.
There is glass because you can't see it, but there's glass sort of interweaved in there.
Yes,
isn't there?
There's a fin of glass that runs along the middle, like a highlight that you would see on a raindrop. So we've tried to capture the essence of water of standing on this pole to elevate it. It stands on a granite base with ripples representing the community coming from the base of the piece.
So that's you kind of describing it. But whenever I heard about this sculpture, I thought, you know, it's going to be seen right in the heart of Belfast City Centre. It must be a huge sculpture. I was kind of let down when I came here this morning.
Well, I don't think you're seeing it at its best yet. We're launching tomorrow evening. There's a white, fine beam of light that will, when you look up onto the hill here from tomorrow, you will see what looks to be a giant raindrop in the sky, creating an ethereal experience for right across the city.
So you will be able to see it from the city centre. It is very foggy, very cloudy today, so probably not a good way to tell people about it this morning. You think it will be sort of clear and you will be able to see it? Because I don't know, I'm not convinced.
Sure. Well, this piece, the brief was both to see it from the city centre but also to create an attraction for tourists and visitors and people in Belfast, in our community, who don't know about this wonderful site up on Cave Hill. It's a magnificent walk. So we will reach the wider community of Belfast through this piece, but we also invite people to come up and get a closer look to really get the good off it.
Okay, Patricia and Tracy, we are having a discussion in studio about spending money on public art. You're one of the artists, and some people might say £100,000 in a piece of public art, really, could it not go to a better place?
Well, I suppose the way money works around within public art, it is going to be spent within public art. Public art is there for the entirety of the community. It's there to encourage people to get involved in spaces. It is also there to assist with the progression of intertwining art to the general public.
And you, there were four artists involved in this sculpture. Were there other members of the community? Were they invited in
involved? We worked with upwards of 100 people in the local area through a series of workshops, both within this area and wider Belfast. All of those participants took part in creating glass work. They learned traditional skills in metalworking. And that was a continuous project for up in 6 workshops.
And everybody in the community was very enthusiastic from all different kinds of backgrounds? Or was it mainly people who were interested in the arts?
No, it was from all different backgrounds, ages and abilities. We worked with the Everton Centre in East Belfast, or North Belfast, sorry. And the guys there were very, very interested in what we were doing. We also worked with a key group of ladies who created a song, actually wrote a song about the Farset River, which is why this piece is here. It's to celebrate the Farset River. It's to celebrate the existence of Belfast. Therefore, it wouldn't exist had this river not have flown the way it had, or flowed the way it had. So this is really to highlight us on the back of this larger project. It was one part of it, and it was really to highlight the Farset and why Belfast is here.
So there you go. We have two of the artists there, Patricia and Tracy, who have hopefully sold this sculpture to you. And as I said, this will be lit up tomorrow night as part of Culture Night. So back to you, Vinny.
Nicola, I have to say, you've done quite a good job of selling it. But this thing, as you describe, a tulip on a lamppost. I'm not sure they'd be happy with that. As you don't sigh at me. As you look up at that thing, genuinely, do you think it is worth £100,000?
Are you allowed to put me on the spot like this?
Hey, you don't have
Can
to answer.
Can I ask my producer? Where's Ross when you need him? Hello, Ross.
Ross is away for a cup of tea. Never worry. Listen, Nicola Weir, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's up near where I live and where I move into as well. So hopefully it doesn't keep people awake at night, this bright light shining through your window.
Are you talking to me, Vinny?
That's a reporter.
Nicola, all I can say is I am standing here. It is a very foggy morning. It was quite hard to get my head around the fact that you will be able to see this from the city centre. I have to say that, you know, when I heard about the sculpture, I'm going to be totally honest, I arrived up here and I thought, is this it? But really, you need to get the full effect. The artists are telling me here, you need to get the full effect. It does at the minute look like a telegraph pole with a tulip bulb on the top. But I'm sure, as all art, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So I'm sure we'll have lots of people who will tell us how they feel about it once it's lit up tomorrow night.
Nicola Weir, thank you very much. Jim is on the line. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, good morning, Vinny. It's not about the money, Vinny. Look, these hills have been here longer than any of us. There is a problem with building on those hills. People can't get planning permission for anything, quite rightly so. So how come all of a sudden there's planning permission for bits of pruck to be stuck?
Is he away? He's dropped off. Vinty, good morning.
Hiya, Vinny. You all right?
I'm not too bad. I'm not sure where he was going with that, but go ahead, Vinty.
Take yourself, Vinny. I'm from North Belfast myself.
Well, technically I'm not from North Belfast. I'm a blow-in, but I do live there now.
Hello. You're not a blow-in, you're in God's company. But I'll tell you, I mean, the Cave Hill's a very special place for me. Stanton the Chesery's up there, still go up quite a lot. I would worry about Basil. I think Basil needs to go and get his head examined there, Vinny, because how can he justify that there type of money? Because, did you say to yourself, nurses, doctors, everything, that money could go to anything other than that.
But Vinny, do you want the city looking drab? And this could be extended, of course, to any parts of Northern Ireland. Do you want it looking drab and dull and let's not spend any money on art? Because no matter if it's a fiver on a piece of art, we could spend that on something else. Sure, you could apply that to anything. Basil, you'll want to reply to Vinny.
Vinny, the health service is on its knees. And as Frank Chipper says, there's nothing but natural beauty up there. And he's right. I've been up in the top of Napoleon's Nose. Look over that log. You can see the whole city, see the airport, see the boats coming in, and you can actually see Scotland on a good day. Where do you want to be putting some?
I've never noticed that. It does look amazing now, I have to admit, especially at night time with all the lights. But maybe some people will say this will just add to it, and especially if you haven't seen it, wait till you've seen it and then judge. Let me just let Basil respond to what you were saying earlier, Vinty. Just stay there. Go ahead, Basil.
Yes, so I grew up just below Cave Hill myself in Strathmore Park South. I've been to the Napoleon's Nose lots of times.
The great thing is, why would you keep it to yourself? Why don't you get art to bring people there to see what it looks like, to enjoy the natural environment, to be part of it all? This whole idea about, and I hear this all the time, is, oh, we could spend £100,000 on the health service, what a difference it would make. Listen, we already spent £5 million on the health service. What we need to start to be doing is prevention rather than cure. We need people out in the fresh air. We need people walking up to Carr's Glen. We need people out and looking around themselves. We need them to feel happy, to feel a part of society, to get engaged in activity that the whole community you heard together came together with this. This is a really positive thing, and in my opinion, it's a really good investment for our city and for that particular area of our city.
Vindy?
I'm sorry, Basil, that does nothing for me. You might say it's only a drop in the ocean, the money, but that money could go to employ nurses, could go to employ doctors.
Of course, I know, Vindy, but we're going round in circles here. How much, if you were setting the budget for what we spend on art in Belfast, let's just confine it to the city, how much would you say, or would you say zero, nothing?
Certain projects are good, but that there doesn't warrant that there money.
Have you seen it, Vindy?
No, I haven't.
Well, then what are you talking about? Sure, you have to go and see this. And as Nicola said, you need to see this thing tonight because that's when it will be in its full glory. And you might go and look at this and think this is amazing. I know, but if we're trying to say, look, we think that's worth it. The Balls and the Falls cost a lot more money. It was very heavily criticised at the time by many people on this show. But now people do love it. You know, there's a lot of people. It's very iconic.
Yep. It's nothing to do about the beauty of it, Finny, or it's good. Or it's the money aspect. And money, that can make employing nurses, it can employ doctors. You know yourself, our health service is on its knees. It may be a drop in the ocean to Basel, but it certainly could help, go a long way to help these people's pain. Definitely could.
What about the people that employs in art? What about the tourists that we bring into our city, you know, that come along? What about the vibrant cityscape around North Belfast? You know, North Belfast...
Let me tell you something, Basel. I'm a taxi driver, and I do tours. I bring people up there. That's your soul. Thriving the way it is,
but
certainly that's not going to.
So do you not want investment? As a taxi driver, do you not think that we should be investing in our city? That we should be trying to make it a nice place to.
I'm not the people that live there.
Hold on, I haven't just quite finished. When you come around, when you drive around in your taxi, do you ever point out to the people that are in your taxi, look, there's a nice building, or this is a nice part of the world, or look, you should know what's going on here? Do you ever open your eyes and look out and say, look, let's sell the city, let's make people feel positive about the whole city? Do you do that?
Okay, I want to make another point here. The unveiling, it says, of this 11-metre high raindrop sculpture, it's a partnership initiative between Belfast City Council and the national lottery distributor, the Arts Council of Northern Ireland. So not all of this money will have come from ratepayers. Frank, is it still an issue for you where you think, well, look, any money is too much money when it comes to art?
No, what I would say, Vinny, and they talked about local community engagement and engaging in producing this piece of artwork. If they were to be asked, would you prefer the £100,000 spent in your local community, maybe as a youth club or looking after the elderly? I just wonder how many people would have opted for the £100,000 of a teardrop, sorry, a raindrop.
Yeah, well, this is a cross-community partnership. Have you seen it yourself, Frank?
I haven't, no, because it hasn't been unveiled. But, I mean, Nicola done a fantastic job of describing it there, a telegraph pole with a tulip on top. You know...
But, of course, Nicola, to be fair to Nicola, she did say that later on, you know, she's been told by the artist, this is something you've really got to see at night. That's when it's in its full glory. That's when you'll get the full impression from what this thing is meant to look like.
Well, I would argue the last thing we need is artificial raindrops in Northern Ireland, but also...
You could say that about the Balls and the Falls. You know, we don't technically need any art.
During most times during the winter, it's covered with fog and a lot of times it's mist. So, you know, there's all sorts of issues for it. You know, I would argue that the scenery up there sells itself. We don't need an artificial piece of art to be... selling it, you know.
Okay, Paul's on the line as well. Go ahead, Paul. What do you think?
Good morning, Vinny. I'm from North Belfast myself.
Right.
And the Cave Hill has its own natural beauty. Why do you need to corrupt that with a man-made structure?
Now, the people that are behind this would say they've not corrupted it, they've tried to enhance it.
Well, why do you need to enhance nature? Nature has its own natural beauty. You don't need to try and enhance that. And adding stainless steel, to my mind, is not enhancing it.
Technically, I guess, from Belfast, from the city, you probably won't see the stainless steel. And at night time, you'll see this raindrop that will look like it is floating or hovering above the city. Well, it might actually be really nice, but we're all being quite critical and we haven't seen it. And in 10 years' time, we could look at this as one of the iconic kind of things off Belfast. When you think of Belfast, you think of, you know, the likes of the Titanic Centre and maybe something like this, the balls and the falls. Do you like that, Paul?
I don't mind the balls and the falls.
Did you like it initially?
Yes, I did. I had no problem with that at all. But my problem is in the middle of basically a nature reserve, if you want to call it that, up the KFL, where it's a walkway really for people to go and admire natural beauty. Why do you need to corrupt that natural beauty?
I'll stop saying corruption. Some people will say it's going to make it nicer. Another question, Paul.
I don't agree.
We talk about the balls and the falls. I can't even remember the proper name for that. The rise, apparently. It's called rise. So this is called Origin. But as we know, we like to do here, we'll give it our own name, like the balls and the falls. So what would you call this? The drop on the top? I don't know. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Gareth's saying in my ear, don't sound so surprised that's quite good. Yeah. So the drop on the top, what would you call it, Paul?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a name for it and I haven't thought about it. But, I mean, I always laugh about the flusy and the jacuzzi in Dublin. I think that's a cracking one.
Okay. All right, Paul. Jim, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Vinny. Good morning. I'm afraid I'm fed up with Basil coming on representing the Fur Coat Brigade. And telling us what's good for us, the local people. This is what we should enjoy. That 100 grand should be spent on litter collectors for that part of Belfast, because tell Basil to drive up that road, top of the Cumberland Road, and look at the litter. And the weeds are knee high.
Yeah, Jim, we were talking about this on the program. Was it earlier this week or last week? And the fly tipping that happens up there. I drove down that road and I saw there's always rubbish strewn along the road. And I also witnessed some man throw a bin bag out of his car and then drive over the bin bag and burst all over the road. So Basil, it comes back to this. It keeps coming back to redirecting these funds elsewhere. What do you got to say to Jim?
So who drops that litter?
Some idiot.
Is it people from from some other part of the world that they come in and do it? Since the whole idea is about getting people to care for the environment that they're in, is to actually take pride in their locality.
Yeah. Respect for it.
And have respect. And people talk about, I do want to deal with this issue about, you're going to get nature and destroy it. Actually, the whole idea is about getting people to come to nature, to get out and see what it is, to take the walk, to go up into the forest park, to actually understand here's a great place to go. Because I agree, once you get out there, once you actually see it, then you think it's wonderful. And I will put this out to people. You see, if you want to live in a really grey, bland, sort of level city with no light about it, with no life or activity, I just think that's a really bad place to be.
Because, Jim, why should we take away money that could be spent? You're suggesting spending it on people to pick up litter, because people should have respect for where they live or where, just general respect and know not to throw down litter. So why should people that might enjoy a bit of art, that might think that this is beautiful, Origin is gorgeous, and instead we'll just spend that money, £100,000, on these idiots that think that they can just litter where they want because they are special?
Trying to force people to enjoy avant-garde art is not going to change that. We have to get to grips with the litter situation before we try to enhance the area with a piece of art.
Okay, I want to try and squeeze in a few more callers. Ronan, go ahead.
Yes, Vinny, I fully support public art throughout the province, right? There was an initiative called 1% of development costs that a developer would use on building projects, that they would have to spend that in public art, and that should still be pushed through because it hasn't been pushed through, right? Public art to me in Belfast has not been sort of fully embraced.
What's the benefit of it, Ronan, for people that are saying the naysayers, convince them?
It blends in, Vinny, with the integrated public realm. And that's what Belfast is trying to do. Belfast is trying to bring visitors to the city. If they have very interesting pieces of public art, this helps to do that, right? Also, the craftsmanship of an artist has to be appreciated as well, too. And through the good craftsmanship of an artist, it can bring the Belfast to life. So I fully support this. And, £100,000 is a drop in the ocean, is nothing. For this sort of project. I've been involved in quite a few public art projects where millions of pounds have been spent, So people need to open their eyes and get out there and wise up about public art and appreciate it.
Well said.
Okay. Sammy, go ahead.
Well, that person that was saying about darkness, Well, up the Lower Shankill, Dover Street football ground, I go to a community group, and we have been trying to fight for well over 2 years to get lights on a Norweller football pitch.
And what do they say to you when you ask for this?
Haven't got the money, we have to wait.
Do you know how much money it would cost?
I couldn't tell you offhand, but, you know, they built the pitch, nice pitch, rails all around it, but it's getting the lights on. Now, to me, if the art wants to do the art, let the art pay for stuff. You know what I mean? Now, I appreciate more. You see that Crumlin Road Courthouse? If they spent money and had made it into a museum and made it for people, like, what about the people who can't get up? I'm sorry, but up the castle or up the... this monument thing.
Okay, but Sammy, I think Sammy, half the point of this monument, I think, Origin as it's called, is that you can see it from pretty much anywhere in the city. You'll see it from the city centre at night time when it's lit up, but we'll have to leave it there for now, Sammy. 030 30 80 55 55. Thanks as well to, of course, the callers and to Basil McRae and Frank Shivers.